Brent Wouters says the new emphasis at Cirrus is customer first. What does that mean? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Arrow News. Welcome in to the Arrow News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. We're going to bring you the second of three installments of Jim Campbell's in-depth interview with Cirrus Aircraft President and CEO Brent Wouters, offering detail on some Cirrus stories in the news recently. Today, an official response on rumors Cirrus is moving to China. But first,
I'm going to address COPA first, because COPA was an amazing meeting this year. It was a lot of fun. It was the first time that the Cirrus Owners and Pilots Association actually left Duluth. They went to Dayton, Ohio, the birthplace of aviation. Turned out to be a great facility, great place, great time, so forth and so on. But you had the enviable or unenviable task, depending on which end of the fence you're on here, of addressing the membership directly, and we'll give you a serious thumbs up for standing up in front of God and everybody. Obviously, talking about the availability of the SR-22T, that's definitely a high point. But one of the things that has got a lot of comments going is a dialogue that you're starting on customer first. And customer service. It's fun watching everybody interpret what they thought you said. Okay, the mic is yours. What do you mean?
Well, customer first is of the strategy that we are deploying today. It's definitely a different strategy. But what I wanted to, the most important thing is, what I mean by customer first, airplane second, is I think we as a company had become rather provincial about our view and understanding of the customer and what they go through. And what I wanted to make clear internally and with our partner network, whether they're service centers or they're sales centers or they're whatever, is that you've got to put yourself in the shoes of the customer each and every day. Whether you're making a decision that's deep inside the organization about something, some product or some something even relatively mundane, whether it's a manufacturing solution, you've got to think about the exterior or the ultimate customer that uses the airplane and make sure that your solution improves their lives, whether it makes it simpler or it makes it easier, whatever the case may be. And we had this company for a long time had been largely focused on the product. And unfortunately, the product, while that got us here, and I'm not suggesting we're going away from the product focus, it's just not enough. You have to have an understanding of the customer experience. And when you do that, it helps you make a more informed choice about whatever your role is within the organization. So to me, I want our people to understand what the customer goes through and think about what they go through as they make their day-to-day decisions. Now, how does that manifest itself? It manifests itself in different ways in different parts of the organization. For marketing, that means something totally different than it does for sales, than it does for service. But as simple as when our service guys pick up the phone today, they pick up the phone with the understanding that if they try to, they're trying to make the customer's lives better. They're not limited or constrained by some set of rules that I've set forth that says you can't, you can't, you can't. I'm telling them, make the customer happy. Now, of course, that has limitations because the customer might call you and ask for $1 million. Well, you can't give them $1 million. It has practical limitations. But you can do whatever you can. If you really understand what the customer is going through, there are things you can do to make their life more pleasant. It's the little things that matter. If you happen to know that it's a customer's birthday and they're going to be here, wouldn't it be nice to have a cake and throw a party? Or if it's their wife or their children that are here that are coming to pick up an airplane, wouldn't it be nice to have a little party for them or give them a gift or know what their interests are to give them something and show them something related to Cirrus that might be of interest to them? It's how you answer the phone. It's the tone of voice. It's every little thing and even the big things. It's thinking about how we want to employ the warranty on the new SR-22T. It's all of the big things and the little things that factor into that. So there's no one set of measurements that says, oh, we hit the mark. It's different in every location. It's a judgment call about whether we are, in fact, meeting the customer's need. Now, there's going to be times when we can't make the customer ultimately happy. But what it is for me is putting the customer first in every choice and every action that we take.
Well, for me, in my particular circumstance, I'm in a unique position because I am a customer. I've got a SR22 G3 turbo, which we're just flying into the dirt. We're pushing 400 hours on the airframe now. We've in the year and a half that we've had it. Now, our customer experience has been pretty good, but let's face it, we know who we are, and you know who we are, and we generally figure that we're going to be treated fairly well. Overall, I hear reasonably good, reasonably positive things about the customer experience for Cirrus. It's always had a good rep. But how is that going to? How are we going to see that affect us in the future? And is this a process that'll be done in 6 months, 12 months, 18 months, 24? How long is this a process, this ramp up that you're talking about, or is it in place already?
Well, I would say it's in place already. It's not optimized. It's not a process. It's a culture change. And it really isn't even a culture change. That's disingenuous to say that we didn't have it before, because as you point out, we did a pretty good job. But one of the things that's unusual here is this: you have to be more mindful of the customer as we grow as a company, because where a lot of our growth is not only coming in the U.S., but it's coming outside of the U.S. And I've tried to create a culture change here that involves a firm understanding that we are a global company. And to do that, you've got to understand the global environment and what the customer experience is. And the customer experience in France is different than it is in the U.S. So understanding that when our French service centers and our French sales centers and our French customers contact us is important. Not only do we have a language barrier that I think that we should be, in terms of customer first, airplane second, we should have people on staff that speak French. We don't have that today. We should encourage our people to try to learn French and learn something about the people that we service there, as an example, or Portuguese or Brazil. The point is, it's not all about the U.S. It's about outside the U.S. as well. It's a cultural change overall, and it's all of these, the understanding of what the customer goes through in experiencing a Cirrus. And in the U.S., that means one thing, and it means something different outside of the U.S. in export markets.
Up next, taking on the rumor that rocked Minnesota. More with Jim Campbell and Brent Waters in a moment. You're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option, from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed, comes standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking with Cirrus Aircraft President and CEO Brent Wouters about an outrageous rumor.
Since you're talking on the international level, let's address the rumor of the week. You and I talked a couple of days back. I was getting calls. Cirrus is going to China. Oh, my God. Cirrus is going to China. Cirrus is going to China. What are we going to do? Okay. Is Cirrus going to China?
Well, I don't know what people think they mean by going to China, but I'll tell you, I've been to China twice this year because we're trying to sell airplanes in China. So are we trying to sell airplanes in China? Absolutely. Is there some notion that we're moving to China? That's absurd. I've said many times, our costs in Minnesota are the ethic of our workforce, the capabilities could not be better. You cannot save money by putting our factory in China. You can't. And I know that for a fact, because we've looked at different environments, particularly Europe, South America, and to a degree Asia, and you can't save money going those routes. And so it doesn't save us money. There's no point to go there. We are, I chuckled when you brought up the rumor, because it really does turn out to be rumor of the week. The funny part about it is I've heard it several different ways over the last, I don't know how many months, maybe it's been a year. The Chinese are going to buy Cirrus, or we're going to move there, or whatever the case may be. Look, we're out raising capital. We're trying to raise capital to do the jet at a faster pace. When you're out and you're talking to people that have capital, by the way, you know, most of those are not from China. Of course, there's lots of capital in China, but we're talking to a lot of different people. I suspect that's, you know, some of the rumor comes from we're having discussions from a variety of different people, and people get confused about which country it is or where someone is. But, you know, I chuckled. There's always a rumor that the Chinese are buying every company, and they tend to perpetuate those rumors by telling people they're buying every company, and it's a meaningless kind of meaningless rumor. We're out trying to raise capital to get the jet done. That's our focus, and frankly, we're making very good progress on that. And we're in a position where I think we're going to have a tranche of capital that's very clearly available and be able to do the next set of things that we need to do on the jet. And we're making progress. So we're not going to China. Maybe I'm going to China once in a while, but I don't have any trip plans to China. So that ought to tell people something.
The one big topic area left uncovered is progress on the jet. In tomorrow's final installment of this conversation, an official progress report. Brent Wouters is the president and CEO of Cirrus Aircraft. Find out more at cirrusaircraft.com. Jim Campbell is ANN's CEO and editor-in-chief. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.